Back at Texas Stadium, Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. Both teams running out onto the field and ready to go for another 24 minutes of football. That was after a great performance by that Wimberley marching band with the haka dance. And as you know, Jared, the haka is a type of ancient Maori war dance traditionally used on the battlefield as well as when groups come together in peace. So they dance like that when they're fighting, and they dance like that when it's peaceful. And I'm going to do it right after the game.
Well, I will, for everybody who is unbelievably interested in that, yeah, we will go Twitter Live at the end of the game.
That's great.
And I think
my haka dance.
Is it called haka? Do we know that?
H-A-K-A? I mean, how do you pronounce it? Haka?
Well, I don't know,
I think,
man.
It's haka.
I'm going to have to agree with you. We'll call it the haka dance, and we'll roll with it. But whatever it is, the Wimberley band did it, and they did it to perfection.
Well, and if the Texans come back and win this ball game, Doug Warren may have them do the haka dance every week. Texans, Hayden Krebs back deep along with Gavin Martinez to receive the second half kickoff. Texans getting it first here in the second half. They'll be moving from our left to right. And they are trailing by 10 points, and hopefully they've come up with some solutions for the Bernie Greyhound. Krebs runs over to the left and takes it at the 5, to the 10, to the 15, and out of bounds at about the 16-yard line. Good job by Herbst, the kicker. He kicked it over there by the sideline, and Krebs had to get it. But by the time he ran over there and got it, they had swarmed him, so he wasn't able to have a good return, really. Gets it out to the 16, first and 10 for Wimberley.
It's going to be a key right here. You and I have said it many, many times, and we unfortunately probably sound redundant to the people out there listening, but that first drive coming out of the second half, you've come up with a key interception going into or coming out of the first half, and you've carried a little bit of that momentum. The crowd's lost some of its spice, we'll call it, tonight, but big set of downs, big drive right here for the Texans coming out.
Empty backfield. I believe that's the first time we've seen the empty look, and it's going to be a pass over the middle. Caught near the 20-yard line. That's Krebs, I believe, on the catch. See where they mark it. They're going to mark it at the 19-yard line. I think that's Hayden who caught it.
It is Hayden Krebs. They gave him forward progress down to the 19.
Yeah, 3 yards on the gain, so second down and 7.
Yeah, that's really that same quick pass that we saw just on the near side this time that he scored with earlier, and bubbles to it, just can't quite get loose and can't quite break that one tackle. We talked about it earlier. He broke it at halftime, just wasn't quite able to get it right there.
And I'm looking at this Bernie secondary, and there's some tall, lanky guys in their secondary. They're very physical. Here is Weeks now, takes the snap. He's going to run it up the middle himself. He gets maybe 3 yards, but that's it, out to the 22-yard line.
And JoJo just puts his head down right there and bulls it in. It's a straight run. Good blocking from Moss Carruthers. JoJo Green's about 3 on the play. It's going to bring up a key, really, 3rd and 4 right here.
Yeah.
But that's one of the few design runs that we've seen for JoJo really in the last, 3 or 4 games and throughout the year so far.
I don't think there's any question about it. Of course, JoJo's been a little sore and has been kind of nicked a little bit physically. That might have had something to do with it, too. 3rd down and 4. This would be a big, big one for Wimberley to get. Reverse. Look out. It's Stover to the 25, 30. He's broken it. He's to the 50. Right sideline to the 30. Will they catch him? To the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Stover. How about that? 78 yards.
There's the big play you're talking about coming out of the second half. We just said it a minute ago. Stover breaks out, breaks the one tackle he's got to break, and he is gone. The red shoes are ablaze all the way down the near sideline, right in front of the Texan fans. That's nothing better to get your crowd going coming out of the half and bring this back to a close ball game.
78 yards down the right sideline. Nick Coles now will try to tack on the extra point. And 1 minute and 34 seconds into the second half, the Texans have found the paint for the touchdown, and Coles adds the extra point. 10:26 left to play in the third quarter. Bernie, 24. Wimberley, 21. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, branch leader, financial consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings. And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
Texan offense gets into the end zone the first drive of the second half. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson, Zach Peterson here with you from Wimberley. Texans have cut the lead to 24-21. Now Bernie will get the ball, and you just have a feeling that last team gets the ball tonight might win the game. 24-21. Here's the Nick Coles kickoff. And it is rolling around on the ground, picked up at the 18-yard line, out to the 25. That's Fisher. Look out. 30, 35, 40. Cuts it back left, trying to break it. He's to midfield. And he's to the 45 and still on his feet. To the 30. And he is finally knocked out of bounds, but not before he brings it all the way down inside the 25-yard line of Wimberley.
Man, that's a long run right there, breaking tackles left and right, goes all the way to the top side, all the way back to the bottom side of the field to the 24-yard line. A good blocking up front by the Bernie Greyhounds.
And every time the Texans think they're right back in the game, and they still are, Bernie certainly answers with a big play. They have got big strike ability on special teams and on the offensive side of the ball, obviously, and they'll have it right at the Wimberley 24-yard line. Pressure on the Wimberley defense immediately here in this second half. Klutz, outstanding first half here tonight. Back to throw. Looking over the middle, looking deep to the end zone. Got a receiver caught. Touchdown. 24 yards. And I believe that is
Sherwood.
Is that Sherwood?
Number 19.
Yeah, 19. I couldn't read his number on the front. How about that, Jared? One play, 24 yards, touchdown, just like that. Good grief.
We talked about how similar these two teams were. Wimberley came out, struck on the long touchdown by Stover, and immediately turns around on a huge kickoff return. Touchdown pass to Sherwood. Extra point is up, and it is good. And just like that, two quick strike offenses both scored in the second half.
That's Herbst with the extra point. Our score with 10:02 left to play in the third quarter is Bernie 31, Wimberley 21. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from State Farm agent Byron Eccles, providing insurance and financial services for the Wimberley Valley and surrounding Hill Country. Located on FM 3237 near the intersection of Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Available by phone at 512-847-9400 and online at byroneccles.com. Byron and the entire office staff wish the Texans a great 2017 season. Go Texans!
And by Onion Creek Volkswagen, featuring the new 2018 SUV for high school sport families on the go, the all-new Tiguan, and the classic Volkswagen Beetle for the 2018 graduate. Information on the Onion Creek Volkswagen inventory online at onioncreekvw.com.
Well, we've played a minute, 58 seconds in the second half, and we've already seen 14 points as Bernie answers the Wimberley touchdown with a touchdown of their own. And it's 31-21 Greyhounds, and now they'll kick it off back to Wimberley. Herbst with the kickoff. It is high and pretty deep, and it's going to be taken by Krebs at the one-yard line to the 10, 15, 20, and he's going to be tripped up at about the 22-yard line. That's where the Texans will take over first down and 10. Well, it's been big plays all night tonight. 24-yard touchdown and a 39-yard touchdown and a 22-yard touchdown and a 58-yarder and a 78-yarder and a 24-yarder. So if you like big plays, you certainly like this game tonight. This is nothing if not entertaining. It's 31-21, and heck, we still have 22 minutes and something left to play.
Yeah, a lot of lot of football game left here, and so we'll Texas continue to fight here. Trips on the bottom side for JoJo, single man in the backfield, Moss Carruthers.
Back to throw is Weeks. Tucks it under now. He's looking, running right, and he's going to throw it away, and it's going to be incomplete and caught by one of the assistant coaches on the sideline.
Yeah, Coach Saucier almost one-hands that ball right there. Coach Saucier, believe it or not, has been around. He was my high school baseball coach.
How about that?
You know, what is that, 17 years ago? I don't remember how long. Yeah, 17 years, 18 years ago. So he's still around, almost one-hands a play. That may be his only reception of his career.
He didn't have a lot of run after the catch. He didn't really have a lot of rack after he caught that.
No, he looked frustrated. Yeah. He does some offensive line duties, and it didn't look like he was
happy. He's not happy
with the flush on that play.
Weeks was definitely flushed out. Bernie's got an athletic, active defensive line. Here's Weeks now, rolling right. Pressure again. Throws it over the middle and deep, and he was trying to hit Wyatt Mann. Looked like there might have been some contact in the secondary, but no flags thrown. Zach Peterson kind of wanted a flag thrown on that one, Jared.
I saw it.
Zach threw the flag.
It's like the air guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Zach threw the air penalty flag right there here over the middle. Wyatt looked like he may have tried to kind of cut outside, and JoJo threw it inside. The defender was on his back, and so JoJo kind of threw it, kind of tried to throw him open right there, and just, again, not on the same page. And it's going to bring up, what, third and 10 right here.
Third down and 10 from the 22. Texans need to convert again here. A lot of pressure on this Texan offense because the Texans haven't stopped them defensively. Going to go deep over the middle again, and he's got Mann and overshot him by about a foot. Incomplete, and if he had connected there, that would have been 6 points. Instead, Mann is going to have to come back about 60 yards here and punt the ball away.
Two deep passes to Wyatt, and you got to wonder at this point how much he is winded. He has run about 120 yards on two plays, and you're right, he's got to jog back here and kick the punt. So hopefully he's got some endurance to him.
Clancy Haas and Hayden Hodo back deep for Bernie. A lot of coaches, or some coaches, I should say, use that two return man back there to keep the ball from bouncing. Wyatt has been pretty good at that whole bouncing punt, so that's a good strategy probably by Bernie. This one's high and taken by Hayden Hodo. A fair catch at the Bernie 42-yard line. So the Greyhounds are going to have an excellent field position, leading it 31-21.
Yeah, and two opportunities right there for Wyatt Mann deep. Just can't connect on either one of them. So Texans defense at this point right now, again, down 31-21, chasing 10 right here with 9:28, almost no time off the clock on the three and out by the Texans. So an opportunity right here, or really not a must-have, but a chance for the Texans defense to step up.
Here's Klutz now. He's going to turn and give it to Hart, a spin move. Nice move, too. Gives himself some space. 45 to the 50. Still on his feet is Hart. First down. All the way out to the 44-yard line, a tough 14-yard gain by the running back, Mr. Hart, Ryan Hart.
Yeah, good. Just kept his feet moving, ran through a couple arm tackles, and a big gain right there on first down.
I kind of disagree with you, Jared. I think they need to stop him right here. Good grief, this thing is snowballing downhill.
Yeah, you don't want to get down 17 again like you were earlier.
Here's Klutz now. He has Hart to his right in the backfield. Spread formation. Back to throw. Looking left. Throwing left. And out there is Fisher. What a catch. It's only about a 6-yard gain. Good grief. This Fisher kid is some kind of wide receiver. I like watching him play, too. He's 6'4 and 190, and he uses all of that 6'4.
And that's good coverage by Gavin Martinez. Really, his hand is up there just battling right there. A good been a good matchup all night. Fisher's unfortunately got the best of him so far.
Second down and 6 now. They're going to give it to Hart, but the ball ends up on the ground, and now Klutz is going to be wiped out in the backfield all the way back to the original line of scrimmage on first down. So now it's going to be fourth down and 10. That's a big, big play. They don't look like they're even going to think about punting the football. Is it third down now? Okay.
Yeah, the first down run was Hart. It should have been stopped, but
all right, this gained about 11. Third down. Okay, third down and 10. The marker on the far side was wrong. I need to use my brain instead of the marker. But
it's hard to see from over here. And if you look down here, look at Fisher calling for the ball. Do you see that?
Yeah, back to throw.
There it is.
And he's stepping up in the pocket, but he's going to be sacked by the Texans.
Do you see that? Fisher giving him the sign right down here on the bottom side. We see that with JoJo and Cade Stover a lot, that they're on that same page. Fisher, we've seen it, gives him that little sign, and he steps up in the pocket looking for him, but it just collapses. Good job by the Texans holding. You said it just a minute ago. They had to hold right there. I didn't want to say that it was a must, but you don't want to go down 17 to an explosive offense like the Greyhounds. Good job. Going to be a punt right here. Gavin Martinez, opportunity to make a big play. We'll see if we can do it.
Lost 3 yards on the sack. And Herbst gets the punt away. He just punts it away from Gavin. Bounces at the 5, and it kind of dies. They're trying to save it, but it goes into the end zone mercifully for the Texans.
Man, that was an awesome opportunity right there, number 15 for the Greyhounds. Had an opportunity to kind of slap it back a little bit and down it, but it goes about, what, a half yard, 1 yard into the end zone. So a break right there for the Texans to get it back at the 20-yard line. JoJo, again, got to shake off that last series. That three and out took about 30 seconds a second ago. Two opportunities for Wyatt Mann down the field. We'll see if they go at him again. I'm going to call it right now. This is more of a Gavin Martinez series right here. I think that they're going to try to get him the ball on the either a twin side up at the top, but maybe that deep post pattern that Wyatt just ran had an opportunity to catch.
First down and 10 from the Texan 20-yard line. Two running backs in the formation. They're going to give this to Kiparis, and he gets 2 yards. It'll be second down and 8 for the Texans. And, you know, we're talking about how dominant Bernie has been in this game tonight here, Jared, and they certainly have been. But you look up at the scoreboard, it's only a 10-point game. If the Texans can hang around here, they might be able to pull something off here late like they did last week.
Yeah, no doubt whatsoever. This is a ball game that's obviously still up for grabs. 6:30 left in the second half in the third quarter right here, and we're going to go two-man back again.
Second down and 8 now. Weeks back to throw. Looking. Now he's in trouble. Escapes, though. Moving right. Running for his life to the 25. And out of bounds near the 28-yard line is JoJo Weeks. And that'll make it a third down and 2 situation.
That's a good job by JoJo. Stepping up, spinning out of the deal, and ends up gaining 4 yards. They're actually going to take him down one board. So it's going to be 3rd and 3, but it's 3rd and manageable. Right here from the 27 instead of a 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9 in a sack situation. We'll see what they dial up. This could be number 44 time.
JoJo's so big and strong, he was able to spin out of that. 3rd down and 3. Really need to convert here, trailing 31-21. Here's the give to Kiparis, and it is wiped out in the backfield. Good grief. He's going to lose 4 yards on that, back to the 23, and the Texans are going to have to punt yet again.
Man, he fought right through back in the back, went through Moss Carruthers and just down. They tried to run that play on first down, got 2 yards out of it, and a loss of, 4 or 5 there on the 3rd down. So another 3 and out for the Texans. That's not what you want to see if you're Coach Warren. Again, time is ticking away and down 10.
Mann back to punt again, standing at his own 9. Gets the snap and gets it away. End over end, it's going to bounce at the 45 and then take a Bernie bounce and backed up to about the 49 or 50-yard line. And the Greyhounds once again will have excellent field position with 4:55 left to play in the ball game in the third quarter. Hey, if you're a local business owner and would like to help sponsor these broadcasts, please give our office a call to find out more information at 512-965-9969. Obviously, great way to get your message out to the Wimberley community.
And they're going to spot this at the 49 of Bernie.
Yeah.
So they're going to
good field position again. And see if the Texans can hold again. Klutz back to throw. Looking over the middle. Now he's going to tuck it under and run. He's got running room. 45, skips out of bounds right at the first down marker. At the 40-yard line, that's going to be a first down.
Man, he's elusive, I guess is the word to use, but he's smart about it. When he steps up and he sees that opportunity to go up, he's immediately tucking the ball and running, and he's getting big chunks all at one time. So you said it earlier, as far as the elite quarterback that we've faced so far, he's definitely shown what he can do on the ground just as much as in the air.
And he's so decisive, too. You're right. I mean, when he decides to go, he goes. Going to give this one to Hart, right up the gut, running room. 35, 30, 25, and down to the 24-yard line. And they are just taking big hunks out of this Wimberley defense. Be another first down for Bernie. Klutz now looks to the sideline. On the first down play, as the play clock is at 18. He is really taking this play clock down now, letting the clock run. Why not? He's up 10. We're in the third quarter. He moves Hart behind him in the backfield. Receivers all over the place. Hart's going to get the handoff right up the middle. Wimberley with a great job up the middle. Yeah, and he lost a couple of yards back to the 26.
Yeah, they sniffed that one out. They saw it on the shift, and it's a good opportunity right there. Mitchell comes down and collapses the right-hand side of the line, and it's a that's a big play on first down. Get a two-yard loss as the momentum was with them. They were breaking off, like you said a minute ago, they're breaking off large chunks at one time. Takes them back to the 26-yard line here, second down and 12.
Second down and 12 from the 26. Quick-moving third quarter here. 3.5 minutes left to play. Bernie again leading it 31-21. Klutz drops to throw, looking deep and looking left, and he looked like he had a receiver, but knocked away at the last moment by Stover, right? Incomplete.
Yeah, Stover, he claps his hand. He's a little bit upset that he didn't catch that ball, and I thought he did a great job. It looked like he was wide open, maybe underthrown a smidge, but Stover does a good job of getting his hands on it, and tells you a little bit about Cade. He kind of slaps his hand like, man, I think I could have had that one. Maybe tipped it up to myself. But needless to say, it's going to bring up a long third and 12 here from the 26-yard line for the Bernie Greyhounds. And you're right, they're taking the clock as down as they can. Of course, stopped from the incompletion, but haven't seen them take play clocks this deep in a while.
Big, big play here. Third down and 12. Got to get to the 14 for the first down. Let's see if Wimberley can hold strong. Back to throw. Looking, in trouble is Klutz, but he escapes. Running right, far sideline. Now he finally throws. It's caught, but short of the first down. I think that's Hodo over there on the far sideline. A gain of about 10. He's going to be a couple yards short, but that puts him in a position to be able to go for it here a lot more comfortably, Jared. They just need two more yards for the first down here on fourth down.
Yeah, no doubt whatsoever. That's a big play and a good job by Moss Carruthers chasing him down. They're going to get up and go for it right here.
Yeah, they sure are. Fourth down and 2 from the 16-yard line. Long count. Now he turns and looks toward the sideline again. You know, Herbst has a pretty good leg, but again, it would be
I think they're going to call a timeout.
Yarder, maybe so.
I think they're going to call a timeout. Maybe try to get them to jump off sides right here. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Herbst has got a great leg. You're up by 10. I think you try to stretch it to 13 if you're the coach. We're going to see what they're going to do.
Yeah, timeout for Bernie. We'll take it with them. Bernie leads at 31-21. You're listening to Wimberley Texan Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Austin Community College, providing professional training in healthcare, information technology, and other in-demand fields that transfer to UT and Texas State. More information at austincc.edu/spring. ACC is a Texas non-for-profit educational institution. Start here. Get there. And by 5-Star ER. 5-Star ER is not an urgent care center. It's a freestanding emergency room with the same care you'd expect from a traditional hospital ER. So when you need the ER, make it 5-Star. Across from HEB on 290 in Dripping Springs. Learn more at 5starer.com.
All right, here we go. Fourth down and 2 from the Wimberley 16-yard line. Bernie has it. Receivers all over the place, but Hart in the backfield with Klutz. Big, big play here. Wimberley trailing it by 10 late in the third quarter. Klutz hands it to Hart. Powers forward. He's got the first down. He's able to fall forward to about the 7-yard line. It's almost impossible to stop him from gaining 2 yards, Jared.
Yeah, he lowered the shoulder. Really, impact was just before the line of scrimmage, but ends up leaning forward for about 2 yards, and he's going to get the first down. Fresh set of downs for the Greyhounds right here. It's going to be, what, no, not quite first and goal, first and 10.
13-yard line is where the ball is, and you're right, Texans had the play diagnosed well enough, but he's just so powerful, and he's going downhill. He's a downhill runner, and they just couldn't stop him. Klutz has 3 wide receivers to this side of the field. They're moving from our right to our left.
Blitz bottom side.
Back to throw. Looking left. Throwing over the middle into the end zone. Touchdown, Douglas Hodo. 13 yards. The 20th touchdown of the year for Mr. Klutz.
Mitchell came on a blitz on the bottom side, and he's kind of that guy in the middle of the field. And Stover coverage over the top of him, and just an easy pass stepping up from Klutz right there, right over the middle. And a completion right there for a touchdown. And that's a big one for the Greyhounds.
And I don't know what happened in the secondary, but you're right. Hodo was wide open in the end zone, and that was like you're in the backyard playing catch.
Yeah, that's one of the easier ones that I promise you he's thrown all day and all year for that matter.
On the extra point, there's movement, so they're going to back up this extra point to the 15-yard line. 2:28 left to play in the third quarter. Herps now, left-handed, left-footed kicker. We'd really have a story if he was a left-handed kicker.
If he punched it in.
2:28 left to play in the third quarter. Our score, Bernie 38, Wimberley 21. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this broadcast of Wimberley Texan football is provided by Stevens & Malone, LLP, serving the greater Wimberley Valley and surrounding communities by providing legal representation in the areas of real estate business, estate planning, and probate law. More information at StevensMaloneLaw.com. And by Chang's Hapkido Academy in Wimberley, providing instruction in the defensive martial art of Hapkido and physical fitness obstacle course training for students of all ages. Class schedules, pricing, and directions to 10330 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley at hillcountryhapkido.com.
Well, the Texans are trying to hang in against the Bernie Greyhounds here tonight, but trailing at 38-21 with 2:28 left to play in the third period. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson here with you from Texan Stadium. Both teams come into this game 5-0 here tonight. Bernie has the Texans on the ropes right now. Here's the kickoff. It's going to be taken by Krebs at the 6-yard line to the 15, straight up the field to the 20, and he is tackled and brought down at that spot, and that's where the Texan offense will take over, trailing it by 17 points. And with 2:24 left to play in the third quarter, you're in a situation now where you figure Texans will get it maybe 4 more possessions. You kind of need to score every time you get the ball at this point.
Yeah, that's we talked about it just a second ago in the break, and I look for them to kind of those quick strike plays that they did. I noticed a minute ago that Wyatt Mann's got a little bit of a limp to him. I think when he caught that touchdown pass in the end zone earlier, he kind of fell a little awkwardly, and that may have been what produced those two incompletions down here on the bottom side, but we'll see how it affects him.
Back to throw is Weeks. He's looking left, looking long. He's got a receiver, and he overshot him. He had Martinez, who had a step on the defensive back on the far sideline, but ball not close enough to catch. Second down and 10.
Yeah, they continue to get open deep. I mean, this is a, the passes, a lot of time that JoJo steps up and he makes, he's letting them loose a second or so earlier and throwing them open, but just not able to run underneath them so far for the offense right here. Offense need a little bit of a drive right here. 2:19 left in the third quarter. A 3-and-out right here for them is not the end, but it's not what they need.
Second down and 10. Weeks looking right, throwing right. He's got his man on the sideline to the 25. Thought there might have been a slight little face mask. I guess not. Out to the 26-yard line, and that is Seth Hooper.
Seth Hooper. That's One of the first time we've called his names, and that's I said it a minute ago. Wyatt Mann kind of limping a little bit right there, and we see Seth Hooper coming in to replace him. So we obviously Wyatt's a key to this offense in special teams, but also in the offense passing game. So we'll see and kind of monitor that.
No doubt. Third down and four now. Texans need to pick this up. Throws it over the middle. Caught for the first down. A pickup of five. Is that Stover who caught that?
That's Krebs.
Krebs with the catch. Hayden took a step back like he was trying to hit the home run ball, and I thought he was going to go back far enough to lose the first down, but he was able to push it forward.
He kind of does that sometimes. Tries to, I told you, east and west a lot of times, tries to produce maybe a little bit more than he should on that play. He's, catches it at 6 yards, drops back to about 4.5, and they needed 4.5, so
yeah.
Had me concerned, but dives forward again for the first down. So a big first down for the Texans, as the last two drives have been both three and out. So a plus in that category, but you got to end it right here.
Ball at their own 31-yard line.
Delay of game.
And they're going to get a delay of game. And I almost started to say, do you think this offense needs to move a little faster? There didn't look to be a whole lot of urgency after that first down there, Jared. And boy, the Texans could use some big plays now. I mean, I'm not sure a time long drive here. Well, you take your points however you want to get them, but obviously a quick strike would be better.
Yeah.
When you're trailing 17, you need points and you need them kind of right now.
Yeah, no doubt whatsoever. And you saw JoJo right there come all the way back down to talk to Coach Warren. That's not something we see a lot, so communication could be a little bit of an issue right here.
Weeks now fakes the inside handoff. He's going to carry it himself and then runs over a linebacker out to the 35-yard line. That's a good gain of about 9, and it sets up a second down and 6. JoJo, one thing about JoJo, he's big enough. When he runs, he can do some damage. He just lowered his shoulder and punished that linebacker.
Yeah, he committed fully to it at that point, and he was gone.
Second down and 6. Got to get to the 41. Fake the handoff, throw it right side to Stover. Stover looking for running room, and he manages to get about 3 yards, but that's it. Out to the 38-yard line. And once again, Texans are going to have to convert on third down. It'll be third down and 3 now.
Yeah, it's Stover literally got tackled by 5 Greyhounds right there as he stooped up. That was the whole team was on him.
And that's going to be the end of the third quarter. 12 more minutes of football left. Bernie, 38. Wimberley, 21. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Texan football broadcast is provided by RE/MAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood, broker. Services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberley and the surrounding hill country. More info at remax.com/Wimberley.
And by Ball Brothers Painting, providing professional drywall and painting services for commercial and residential homes, as well as remodels. Information online at ballbrotherspainting.com or at 1-800-PAINTING.